and shake them out.
That's the sound of a herd of children reacting to eggs pouring out of a female salmon. Fishery biologist Jenny Cope was explaining to the kids that almost 2,000 eggs were inside that fish. And that's the reaction as one of Cope's brave assistants from the crowd added the next ingredient in the egg fertilization process using a male fish. Cope said the mixture needed one last thing.
I think we have a milkshake, but I don't think they're fertilized. What do we need? That's right. Coho salmon just don't get up out of the creek and come up to a table and spawn. They're spawning in the river where there's water.
She then added water from the river.
This is the birthday of your coho salmon. First day of its life. What should we say? One, two, three.
Happy birthday!
The kids took some eggs back with them to their classrooms to watch them mature. Part of Cope's presentation to the students was explaining what they'll see during that process.
At this stage, the eggs are very, very fragile, okay? They're extremely susceptible to being damaged. So when you take your cup of eggs back to the classroom, you're gonna want to be very careful with them. You don't want to shake them. You don't want to accidentally drop your cooler that you're transporting them in. Once you've put your eggs into the aquarium, do you want to mess with the aquarium at all?
No.
No, you want to leave those eggs.
Cope says the next stage is called eyed egg. Next month, the kids will likely begin seeing two little black dots appear.
They'll keep moving around in their egg, and if you look closely in your aquarium, you can kind of see them bouncing around a little bit.
Soon enough, that little guy squirming around inside the egg will bust free and bring on the next stage. Cope explained that this is an exciting time in the fish's life cycle because you get to see the heart pumping and the digestive system forming. Even the spine begins to form and is visible.
And if you're lucky, maybe your teachers will take one out and put underneath a microscope for you to see all the detail.
Next up is the fry stage. And that's when these little fish will leave the comfort of the classroom and venture out on their own.
So in May, you'll have fry that you get to release into one of our approved lakes.
Salmon is such an important part of life on the peninsula that I guess we try to get an early appreciation of what's involved, how they can protect the resource.
Bill Vetters is a third grade teacher at Cay Beach Elementary in Soldotna.
I mean, really, you know, the kids are the future, and if they can take care of the resource for their generation and then pass it on, I guess we're going kind of for a generational thing to keep, you know, keep it as it always has been.
He says proximity to salmon doesn't always mean the kids are knowledgeable about it.
Maybe they're not from a sport fishing family or commercial fishing family, so they don't really get to see salmon other than, you know, maybe they'll see it on the dinner table or whatever. But, I mean, it's amazing that, I mean, we live so close to this incredible resource, and a lot of kids never really get to experience it.
Cay Beach student Fiona Wolf was one of a dozen or so kids whose hand shut up each time Cope asked a question. She says she enjoyed the presentation, for the most part.
I liked it a lot.
What did you like about it? Was there anything in particular?
I liked pretty much most of it, except for the part where they dissected the fish. That part was really weird.
Cope and other fishery biologists on the peninsula will be heading into the classrooms throughout the school year to do salmon dissections. Kids also will have a chance to go ice fishing with Cope in the winter, and then in the spring, the students will have the annual salmon celebration. The program all leads up to that moment when the fry are released and continue growing before they wind up, as Vetter said, on the dinner plate. In Homer, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.